Voters in Mexico have just over 2 weeks to decide who will be their next president. And whomever they choose will play a central role in defining the relationship between Mexico and the United States. The two countries' economies are deeply intertwined. So what will the new president represent for businesses on both sides of the border? From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports.
To get an idea of what the pre-election bottom line looks like, we're here with a man named Grisha Rather. He runs a money transfer company called Pony, P-O-N-I. And we're standing at an ATM just outside Mexico City.
So what you would type in here is the number, right? 6-0.
Rather is showing us how people use a Pony ATM card to receive a transfer from the U.S.
So this is only 100 peso, of course, right? But this could be any remittance from the U.S.
100 pesos at the current exchange rate, that's almost $5. Again, he's just given us an example. The real question is whether a company built on money coming from the U.S. would have a preference for a new president. Short answer, yes.
We depend on the banking system. We depend on the financial networks being there. So if there's chaos and there's fear and banks start shutting down and the number of available ATMs in the country is reduced, then our main value, which is go to any corner and get your money, could be affected.
Rather is not optimistic. The one candidate he says would be bad for business is the one with a commanding lead in the polls, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. López Obrador officially inaugurated his campaign last month across the border from El Paso, Texas. He's been campaigning unofficially since his first run for president 12 years ago.
Un triunfante! ¡Viva México! ¡Viva México!
Many presidents have represented new chapters in Mexico's history.
I'm interested in U.S.-Mexican relations.
Lorenzo Meyer is a political historian at the prestigious Colegio de México. He says the Mexican president elected in the year 2000 got along great with George W. Bush. That president, Vicente Fox, was pushing for easier legal entry for Mexicans into the U.S.
The Twin Towers incident in New York changed completely the scenario.
The next president, Felipe Calderón, elected in 2006, brought one major policy that people here are still living with.
He decided to focus on organized crime, drug trafficking.
Meyer says the current president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has stayed on that course, allowing U.S. law enforcement to work in Mexico.
So there is no striking difference between Peña Nieto's government and Felipe Calderón's government.
But right now, in the world of trade diplomacy, something different is sucking the air out of the room. The U.S.'s new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports and Mexico's retaliatory tariffs on commodities like pork, bourbon, and cheese. Wells Orr is an international trade advisor with the Washington-based law firm Miller & Chevalier.
That has been the focus, and I think folks here in Washington have forgotten that there is a very important election taking place in Mexico next month.
So, especially now, corporations are hoping for stability, says Juan Carlos Arta Sanchez with Washington-based Albright Stonebridge Group.
In that regard, I think that most of them view certainty as a continuation of the policies that have existed in the past 6 years.
When Arta Sanchez says stability, he's referring primarily to José Antonio Meade, the nominee from the party currently in power. Arta Sanchez says the candidate who represents the least stability is the frontrunner, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He has promised to undo recent business-friendly reforms on energy and education. For Grisha Rather from the cash transfer company Pony, López Obrador is not a good prospect.
So what we're preparing is we're moving forward if everything was just the same as it is now and hoping for the best.
Polls are polls and elections are elections. Voters will make their choice July 1st. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.